This is LBC, leading Britain's conversation with Tim Marshall.
Now, you might have heard of the film A Hateful Eight, but there was a much better one a few years back. A certain vintage of listener will remember The Magnificent Seven. Well, they're on again tonight. Donald Trump, Senator Ted Cruz, Senator Mark Rubio, Ben Carson, former Governor Jeb Bush, Governor Chris Christie and Governor John Kasich. They're all going head-to-head for the first time in the primetime debate on ABC's first one. That's going to be taking place in Manchester. That's Manchester, New Hampshire, of course. Simon Marks, LBC's correspondent in the US. Hello to you, Simon.
Hello, Tim. Very nice to hear your voice.
Well, yes, it's been a few decades, hasn't it?
It has.
moving on swiftly. The Magnificent Seven. I can't see more than... how many of them are going to drop out after tonight?
Yeah, I mean, that's the big question. The not-so-Magnificent Seven, some would say. Look, I mean, the numbers have dwindled already. Bear in mind that there were 12 candidates in Iowa a week ago, and we've seen two drop out, Rand Paul and Mike Huckabee. Their names will not be on the ballot in New Hampshire. Seven of the remaining 10 have made this sort of rather artificial qualifying line in the polls that means they will participate in this debate in a few hours' time. But I think we're all really going to be looking at three of them. Ted Cruz, who needs to prove that Iowa for him, his victory there was not a flash in the pan. Donald Trump, who needs to prove that his lead in the opinion polls in New Hampshire can be sustained through until Election Day this coming Tuesday. If he loses in New Hampshire, that will be a stunning upset given the polling advantage that he's enjoyed there for the past several weeks. And the third candidate we're all going to be keeping an eye on is Marco Rubio of Florida, because he, of course, is arguing that he's the mainstream guy. He's the safe choice. He can be the guy who comes from behind to win this thing over the course of the next few weeks. And his argument is that he can save the Republican Party from those dreadful conservatives like Ted Cruz and Donald Trump, who he says cannot possibly beat Hillary Clinton this coming November. So very interesting debate lies ahead, I think.
Right, who's going to win tonight? Not the debate, sorry. Who's going to win New Hampshire?
It will be stunning if Donald Trump does not win New Hampshire.
Okay, but... I knew you were going to say that, so let me... Yeah, okay. you've been there for decades now, so let me tell you about the country you've been living in for decades. Here's my guess. Rubio will do well... And the wind that will then carry him on to the next few, and he will emerge as the front runner.
I think there's a distinct possibility that that is the case. I think it is also possible that Donald Trump sort of slowly disappears, not necessarily in New Hampshire, but
like a very, very large balloon deflating and making a certain noise.
A large balloon deflating, and those votes more naturally going to someone like Ted Cruz. And if you talk, Tim, to, you know, the Republican Party elites here in Washington, D.C., who just a few weeks ago thought they could all gather in the back room of a restaurant in Washington and try and choreograph this whole thing. Their big fear actually now is not so much Donald Trump, because they do see that deflating balloon. Their big fear is Ted Cruz. They really don't want him to be the candidate. Yeah. And at some point, they're going to have to encourage some of these other guys, Jeb Bush, John Kasich, some of the others, to get out of the race and perhaps throw their weight behind Marco Rubio if he's going to make it.
I'm loving it. I think it's the most important US election since the last one. Right, we've had the Hateful Eight. We've had the Magnificent Seven. We'll have 5 seconds of dead radio time in silence as you have 5 seconds to think of a film that has three somethings in it.
Well, the Three Amigos.
Ah, that's what I'd written down, and I had 2 minutes to think about it. Yeah, after this, I think we will see the Three Amigos emerging. Simon Marks, lovely to talk to you again, Simon. Cheers.
And to you, Tim. Cheers.
Cheers. Those of you queuing up on the phones, sorry about that. Just Simon and I having a little chat. Haven't seen each other for a while.